the old cowpoke. Once an old cowpoke finally sidled out of town. Why I'd ever been invited into town to begin with was a question few could answer. And fewer still were willing to admit later they'd been on the invitation committee for this rootin' tootin' gun-happy hayseed who liked to pronounce himself a sidekick to the Savior, but turned out to be something closer to a tin-horn inquisitor instead. But he did have a big shiny belt buckle. He'd flash like a badge at anybody he thought might be an evildoer. Plus a willing posse of greenhorns that rolled around in 10-gallon hats, sliding down over half-pint heads. For a surprising number of years, that had been enough for more than a surprising number of folks. Whenever voices of doubt had been raised, they were generally dismissed by those who saw themselves as pillars of the community, or else shouted down by those who clearly weren't, but who could make the moral boast of being lifetime members of Vigilantes for the Right, and therefore the Good. And so it might have continued, were it not for the day the snake oil finally ran out, and the whole shebang showed itself nothing more than a 2-bit fraud. The old cowpoke's bow-legged swagger was as much a bluff as his arms half-cocked stance, the spitting image of a dude ranch poser about to get the drop on shooting gallery cutouts at a state fair. Not that he had to aim even for such stunts, it turned out. Instead sending everybody within range of his wild draw and misaimed bluster scrambling for whatever cover was at hand. Even then, so long as he didn't actually hit anybody, the dangers of allowing this old coot out in public, let alone permitting him to remain in charge of the place, could be downplayed. Let him get the hang of it, the pillars of the community and the vigilantes agreed. Then you'll see some real shooting. Which everybody did see, unfortunately, when his trigger-happy shenanigans began cutting down community pillars and vigilante supporters alike, sparing no part of society, top to bottom. While gangs of snickering desperados made off behind him with all the loot they could carry. Only when this calamitous sham threatened to destroy an entire way of life, lock, stock, and barrel, and enough folks were willing to admit they'd been hornswoggled, did calls to string him up ring out loud and clear. But others argued the old cowpoke was just too big, despite all the evidence of his genuine smallness, to get that kind of comeuppance. And so a compromise was worked out that allowed him to escape punishment if he'd just ride off into the sunset pronto and never show his danged face round those parts again. Or, at least, that was the hope.